Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining into the Master's Call this morning. We are so happy that you have chosen to join us. We're looking forward to a great Word of God coming down. And no matter what this day has been tagged, hallelujah, we have won the victory. Through Christ, we have won the victory, and He won it all for me. So thank you, Lord, for your victory right now. Let us go before the Lord in a word of prayer. Lord, we come before you thanking you for our victory. Thank you for us being victorious in every aspect of our life. We ask you to continually watch over us, open up our minds, open up our hearts to receive the word that is coming forth this morning, Lord Jesus, not only to receive it, but to act upon your word and to live in your word. Let your word be, God, our footsteps, be a light unto our path. And we thank you, Lord, for the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for their wisdom, Lord, to follow your guidance into opening up this call and touching so many lives and changing lives, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them both. We ask you to continually send out your blessings over them. Refill them, Lord, and let them continually walk in your word and in your wisdom. We thank you for the owners of the Artists International, this company that has united us all together. Continue to strengthen them. Give them encouragement, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen the company. And every caller on this line, Lord Jesus, you know what their desire is and what they need in their life. We ask you to continually work in their lives and do what you have called them to do. Lord Jesus, we ask, we thank you, and we praise you. In your mighty name, Jesus, amen. Now I turn this call over to the host. Let every person, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Please take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone. And I tell you, even with Minister Tiffany praising the Lord with hallelujah, you have won the victory Tuesday. And I tell you, God has won the victory for you and for me this day, so we can rejoice in it. I want to say welcome to the TMC family. So good to have each and every one of you join us this morning on the Master's Call, and we are so delighted and excited about what God is doing in each and every one of our lives. Now, if this is your first time joining us on the call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdom's greeting, and you're in store for a blessing. We're so grateful that this call was started back in October 2010 through two phenomenal women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And I tell you, God is doing great and mighty things Monday through Friday here on the Master's Call. So we encourage you to invite your family and your friends to join us each and every day here on the Master's Call. Now, our scripture is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we also have a website that you can visit. It's www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speaker. Now, and you'll notice that we're still dwelling on our theme for this year. It says, "In 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen." So if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, or you have a desire to be a part of this great ministry, you can submit your request by sending it to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, also, many of us are part of a phenomenal health and wellness company called called Artists International. Artists International is a company that's been in store for been in process, I say, for 25 years, 25 wonderful years. And we're so grateful that we are a part of this great company. It has the best health and wellness products here on this side of heaven. And I tell you, if you don't know anything about artists, get with the person that invited you to this call. Not only that, we have a morning motivational call, the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-pound. Now, I tell you, I know that you are ready and excited to hear a word from the Lord, and I tell you, we are excited to hear from this man of God, Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas is a pastor that is who is so profound on God's word. He currently serves as the senior minister at Mercy House Church in Encourse, Michigan. He's also a certified biblical counselor. Now, Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries, and this ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service, and he's also ministered across the park apartment complex. He goes to the people that where the people need to hear the word. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Now, Pastor Everett is committed to God and the community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary and is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA. And he's the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance. And he's also on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God and to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. And that's according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. I introduce to some and present to others. I tell you, this man of God is a blessing to the masses. And I'm getting out of the way so we can hear the next voice of that, Pastor Everett Thomas. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Man of God, take it away.
Well, God bless you. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for the warm introduction. And greetings to Minister Jackie. It's just good to be here. To God be the glory. Great things he has done, great things he is yet doing. We thank God for the founders of this call, the opportunity to serve on this call. And we just share our greetings also with Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. And to my TMC family, just wanted to say a few words this morning in regards to the stewardship of Thanksgiving. Yes, the stewardship of Thanksgiving. The scripture we're using this morning is coming from First Psalm number 118, first verse, Psalm 118, first verse, and read from the Amplified Version. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever." Now, stewardship, most of us know stewardship is a word to deal with management.
Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Basically, what person is where there who does not need such protection against spiritual infection? He who receives a benefit with gratitude, says the Roman philosopher, repays the first installment on his debt. In our text, the psalmist tells us several things about Thanksgiving. First, he tells us its object. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. As James tells us, every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. That's James 1:17. God owns all things. Second, the psalmist tells us its reasonableness, for he is good. The abundance of his blessings flows naturally out of the graciousness of his character. And third, the psalmist tells us its motivation. His mercy endureth forever. This note is sounded throughout this psalm. What about Thanksgiving? Gratitude is a grace, a gift from God. Like all his gifts, he can take it or leave it. We can take it or leave it. We have a choice in the matter. We don't have to be thankful. We don't have to be grateful. But it is to our advantage to have an attitude of gratitude. So, yes, we can take it. Yes, we can leave it. But God has graciously us with so many benefits, so many bountiful blessings. We ought to say, Lord, I thank you. We can use it or neglect it. In this, as in all good things, we have a stewardship. In other words, we are obligated to manage this gratitude that God has, amen, been so grateful to us. We have an opportunity to say, Lord, thank you. Amen. In good times, Lord, we thank you. In bad times, Lord, we thank you. No matter what happens in life, Lord, you are, amen, due our gratitude. So we're going to look at stewardship of Thanksgiving. Number one, our stewardship of Thanksgiving must be constant. It must be constant. It must be unvarying. We should give thanks at all times under all circumstances. Amen. We ought not to wait, amen, to get things to say thank you, Lord. We just ought to have an attitude irregardless. There have been a great deal of griping and groaning, criticizing and complaining, amen, in the lives of the Israelites. But they finally, amen, asked God for forgiveness, repentance, and God said, okay, we'll continue to allow you to move forward. Amen. So God, amen, does not like attitude of groping, griping, groaning, complaining. Amen. But when we say, Lord, thank you, when we give, amen, God his praise, amen, God has a way of smiling at his children. Amen. So it's very important to understand that our stewardship of Thanksgiving must be constant, not wavering, not, amen, a fair weather type of attitude, but at all times we ought to be giving thanks. The one, in the times of prosperity, we should give thanks. By and large, we are an affluent people. The bounty of our tables, amen, on Thursday, amen. Anytime we have a big dinner, bill of thankfulness, we ought to say, Lord, thank you, amen, for the time of being able to have food on the table, amen, to give, amen, God his due praise. Also, in the times of adversity, we should give thanks. Some, amen, will say that this is very hard to do, but this will bless our lives as it helps us grow to be like him. In the Old Testament, the prophet Habakkuk is a choice example. In the midst of utter desolation, he gave thanks like this. For though the fig tree shall not flourish, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in Jehovah. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Habakkuk 3:17-18. That is, my brother and sister, real Thanksgiving. Amen. We ought to realize that we must be constant in our Thanksgiving. Amen. Constant in our Thanksgiving. Number two. After we are constant, we must also, amen, be discerning. When the psalmist wrote this, amen, he also realized, amen, that we must be discerning in good times and bad times, and not really, amen, putting one before the other, just having an attitude, flat out attitude, amen, regardless. So our stewardship of thanksgiving must be discerning. When Paul wrote to the Philippians, forgetting those things which are behind, Philippians 3:13, he did not mean that he wants to forget everything. He's saying that his memory is selective. He did not want to forget such things as his experience with Christ on the Damascus Road. In fact, he told that story again and again. Wow, what a testimony. How God did a tremendous work on Saul, transforming his life to become Paul. Now, a true Thanksgiving remembers the best of the past. True Thanksgiving remembers the best of the past. Dr. Alexander White of Edinburgh was listening one day to the long list of ills of a member of his church. He listened to her recital unto the end and then said kindly, mind you, forget not all his benefits. All his benefits, do not forget. But then true Thanksgiving sees the blessings of today, the blessings of the present. Ours is a day of uncertainty and confusion, of war, strife, of injustice and evil. Instead of bemoaning our lot, we should say, what a day to be alive. Search and see. Such turbulent volcanic times have been the creative ages of history. And one of the church fathers, Polycarp, said, my God, in what a century you have caused me to live. Polycarp was born about AD 70. He was burned at the stake at the age of 86 because he refused to swear by the fortune of Caesar. And then we say, look at even more important, true Thanksgiving undergirds us for the future. So we have the past, the present, and now the future. Perhaps the most remarkable of the recorded prayers of Jesus is this prayer before the tomb of Lazarus, a man dead for days. He prayed to the Father in the past tense as he thanked God for what God was about to do, as though it were already an accomplished fact. Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me, John 11:41-42. Our faith can never compare with this, but we do have the promise of God. We can thank God for what we know he will do for us. In the material world, science promises us some wonderful things. Same is true in the realm of general knowledge. If we desire, he will so bless us in the realm of the spirit. So number three, our stewardship of thanksgiving must be vocal. It must be vocal. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Psalm 107:2. The psalmist cried, and should we not also testify of his goodness and love? This particular officer said, returning from an around the world trip in 1970, he said he went through customs in Honolulu, Hawaii. He was asked, have you anything to declare? This meant, do you have anything in your baggage, purchase abroad, upon which you should pay customs as you bring it into the United States? But the question is interesting, spiritually interpreted. Have you anything to declare? Well, do you? What is there in your mental and spiritual luggage to declare with thanksgiving to God? Most of us, amen, have so much to give God praise, so much to be thankful for. Just go down memory lane and look how God has rescued you from harm's way. Amen. Open doors that were not necessarily open. Amen. Because you were so educated, because of how well put together you thought you were. But God, amen, went through, amen, all that beyond, amen, you thinking you got it going on to say, this is my child. He deserves the best. So what are you thankful for today? What has God done for you? What have God, amen, did for you lately? Amen. Have you woke up this morning in your right mind, clothes on your back, roof over your head? Amen. Automobile to drive? Amen. Food on the table, shoes on your feet? Amen. Able to tie your own shoes? Amen. Brush your own teeth? Feed yourself? Have an appetite? The list goes on and on and on. So understand, we are stewards. Amen. We are managers of our, amen, thankfulness. We don't have to, amen, allow somebody to say, are you thankful of this, that, or the other? You know, amen. Nobody has to tell you what God has done for you. But the question is, what are you doing about it? Are you telling somebody about the goodness of the Lord? Are you testifying, amen, on a regular basis that God has, amen, done marvelous things in your life. And you jump on down, amen, to our scripture on number 24, Psalm 118. This is the day which the Lord has brought about. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amplified version. So every day is a day to say, Lord, I thank you. Every day is a day to say, Lord, I praise you. Amen. This is a day I have not seen. This is a day you have made. Amen. We're not only Sunday only. Amen. Thankfulness. We don't wait till Sunday morning. Amen. To give God the praise and give God the glory. Every day God deserves, amen, our hallelujah. Anyhow, God deserves our thank you. God deserves our praise. God deserves, amen, amen, all, amen, his due, amen, glory. And we ought to choose this day to say, Lord, I'm going to make you smile. Lord, I'm going to make you glad. I'm going to, amen, make you, amen, amen, amen. You're going to be so excited because you made me. I'm going to live my life to your glory and to your honor. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on Calvary's cross. And God, he died. He paid the price that I couldn't pay for my sinful death, oh God. And not only that, he died, he was buried, he was on, amen, on the third day, he got up from the grave, he sitting on the right hand of God, the Father right now, and the least I can do is say thank you. The least I can do is live my life and give my life totally to you. The least I can do is surrender all to you because you paid it all for me. So, Lord, I thank you. So today, Lord, we give it all to you. Whatever, amen, whatever, amen, we need to do to make it over the hump, we're going to do it. Oh, God, to please you. Amen. So this day we're going to be managers, amen, proactive managers of our thankfulness. To God be the glory, great things he has done and continue to do in our lives. TMC family, back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank you, Pastor Everett, for giving us those profound information about we should always give thanks unto the Lord. Amen, amen, and we receive it because each and every day God has given us another day to glorify his holy name. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction, but let's go before the Lord in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, you have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have ordained strength. And, Lord, so out of our mouths, we give you praise. We give you glory. We say thank you, God, for giving us this opportunity to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for giving us the heart to seek your face daily, to look to you who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And, oh, God, we thank you for Pastor Everett Thomas who have given us this profound message that we should always give you thanks, that we should always remember and be reminded the things that you have done for us, through us, and with us, oh, God. We thank you, Father, for our families, our loved ones, for our people that are around us, who we're connected with, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing. And, Father, for this that you've given us this morning, we say pour back into Pastor Everett Thomas, oh God. Pour back the virtues of your love, your peace, your joy, your blessings, oh God. We thank you for restoring him the joy of your salvation. We thank you, Father, for keeping him in perfect peace as his mind is stayed on you. Bless his family, Lord. Bless those that's connected to him. Bless the ministries that he's connected with, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for all that he's doing for the community around him, oh God. So we ask that you continue to pour to his cup is overflowing, Father, that others will receive what you have for them, Lord God, through him. We thank you, Father, for him being your chosen vessel in this day and in this hour. Oh, God, we thank you for our dear Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord God. We thank you for keeping them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. We thank you, Father, that they have the mind to continue this ministry day by day, Father, to glorify your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for the artist family, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, strengthen them, keep them, and protect them from all harm and danger. We thank you for all those that are connected with Artists International as you're bringing us into a new dimension, oh God. The momentum is high, Lord God. We see your hand in the midst, and we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the tour that's being that's going around the nation, Father, those that are traveling, protect them, Father, our, every mode of transportation that they use. We thank you for being around them. And, oh, God, we glorify you, Father, for our bereaved families, Lord, that you're comforting them, oh, God. We thank you for the Mosley family, the Hightower family, the Hem family, the Johnson family, even Dr. Chantel Lumpkin's family. Father, we thank you that you're giving them a peace, Lord God, that you are restoring to them, Lord, all that they need. And we know, Lord, nobody can restore like you can. Nobody can comfort like you can. So we glorify you, Father, for doing it. And it's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by your loving spirit. And we glorify you for it, oh, God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, everyone that's on this call this morning, Lord, we thank you for using them to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, that we are vessels, that we will go forth and let others know how good you are, oh, God, how you blessed us, how you've kept us, how you've strengthened us, oh God, through the bad times as well as the well times, Lord, because you told us the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that will be instilled in each and every one of us. And we glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing for us, through us, and with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this profound message again, and you can go back and listen to it. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And we also want to expound on the fact that the tour is going on, the 72-hour rally tour. So go back to your back offices and check the city that they're coming to near you and attend and bring guests. Because I tell you, when they show in the big picture of what this company is doing, people will jump aboard. And we so thank God for Artists International and all that they're doing. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's been such a blessing to host each and every one of you. I ask God's grace and mercy to continue to abide with each and every one of you. And we look forward to you being with us again tomorrow. Now, remember, the next is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, thank you, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting the people. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for starting us off with a praise song this morning. We give God glory for hallelujah. He has won the victory for each and every one of us. Pastor Everett Thomas, would you come back and give us our benediction?
May the Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Be blessed.